Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's November 4th, 2015, and so glad you could join if you're joining us for the first time or if you've been a regular here every month. DougAddison.com is my website. You can check out my daily prophetic words. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, or Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And you can also go ahead and tweet or post something I'm saying tonight. And I'm really, really excited to bring you a prophetic word for November and some things that God's been speaking to me. So let's get started right now. God, we thank you for all the things that you're doing, and especially through the internet, how you're using the internet in such a new way. And there's strategies for using the internet. There's strategies for businesses, and there's strategies for new things happening right now. God, we pray for a breakthrough for everybody. Everybody listening live and watching live, or even those on the podcast or the replay or whatever. We're just praying for your breakthrough in Jesus' name. All right. I'm really excited now. Hey, I'm pre-recording this, or I guess I would call that delayed broadcasting this, because Linda and I are up in Redding, California right now at the Leaders Advance. We needed to get away. We love going up there at Bethel Church. And so I wanted to get this prophetic word out to you. And normally I do Q&A, so we're using last month's questions and answers and dreams on this pre-recorded webcast. So you can still put them in, put your questions in and things, and we could use them for later. Or my staff is here and they will do their best to answer as well. So it's going to be a good time. I'm ready to go. Stay connected with me. Go to my website. Like I mentioned before, I have a blog also, but you can download my free ebook, Night Dreams, Reveal Your Life Dreams. And that will also help you out with some things. All right, let's get going with the prophetic word for this month. September, last month, this is November, but 2 months ago, September was really a spiritually active time. It was Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish holiday, and then the Day of Atonement. And, you know, from a prophetic standpoint, it's a very active time spiritually. I want to say that I got little sleep, very little sleep in September, because I was up, I can't say I was up 4 and 5, I was up at 1, 2. Sometimes I had lacked sleep so much, but I was recording things and watching as God was opening things up. Because this really was a time, you know, and September's common that way for us prophetic people anyway, especially for seers and dreamers like me. But also this month in October, I know this is November, I'm speaking in October because that's usually when I have experiences, and then I give the prophetic words for November based on how things, you know, what things I've been hearing from God. But October was an extremely quiet month, as noisy and as active as September was. It was probably the same for October as far as quietness. You know, I look back into my journals and I saw that it's actually quite common. I've been journaling every day for a long time. And I went back through Octobers of the previous years. And sure enough, there was, things were quiet then too. And here's the reason is that Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which was September 23rd. I'm going to be mentioning it quite a bit because it has a lot to do with the word, the words that's happening right now. But that's when the books of heaven are opened over us. You can actually look in Wikipedia.com and you'll find it in there. It says the books of heaven are revealed over you, over leaders and over nations. Over you, our lives, ministries, churches, businesses, things are actually evaluated and reevaluated during this time. And God releases our destiny for the next year at this time. So many people were promoted or they were moved to a new level. They were moved up to a new level of maturity. So along with that comes a major transitional shift. And so this is, you know, it's time that, you know, the new things start happening. New angels are being assigned to people. New spiritual gifts are given. And so many of these things are brand new. So therefore, it is a kind of a quiet transitional time as callings and assignments and reassignments are changing. And we, things that might have worked a certain way might not be working as they did before. So we have to be very cautious and get ready for that. I notice it's happening to me. I've seen some angelic shifting going on. And I saw angels being assigned to people who are actually suffering right now from disappointment and grief. And there's been so much attack over the last 7 years. There have been so many losses that many people have sunk into a condition. I call it prophetic hopelessness, but it could be, several different things. But God is, he's responding right now by giving you, angels to console you. And I saw this happening. These are being assigned to people who've gone through a lot, and also to other people who might not have gone through things, but you're getting an angel to help console others. So watch for healing of your own grief and the ability to help people with their losses. Let me just give you an example for me. My sister, Glenna, she died August 6th of this year. And I was in Germany dealing with a lot of my own tragic issues. And if you haven't been following, the fact that I've gone through 2.5 years of really difficult health things. And so I was over in Germany on a health sabbatical, going through a lot of healing and under a tremendous amount of attack. And, you know, even though I've been doing my best to stay positive, it's really worn my wife, Linda, and I down. And I was in the midst of really feeling down already. Then I lose my sister while I was in another country to Huntington's disease. And it was tough. I was hit really hard with grief over the past 2 months since this happened. And, it's been really hard to function, to be honest with you. Here's what grief is like. I always like to describe it like this because I've had a lot of losses in my family. Grief can be like being in a sailboat and the wind is blowing and your sail is full and the sun is shining and everyone's having a good time and you're sitting there and your sailboat has the anchor down. And it still might be moving slowly and it looks like everything's happening, but it's being dragged down by something under the current, under the surface, and it can slow you down. And, you know, it doesn't have to be death or anything like that. It can also be long-term disappointment. It can be prophetic promises from God, all kinds of things that we can end up causing us grief. But here's the thing. Angels of grief relief are here right now, and they're being assigned to people to help you move on to the next level. So God is healing. Proverbs 13:12 that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. How good is that? And I know I felt one too, and I've had a real shift in grief right now. I just want to pray. God, I pray for those people who are suffering from this right now. I pray for those who are who have been really just held or weighted down with losses and with even financial losses and prophetic losses and deaths and sicknesses and things. God, I pray that this shift would happen so that we move into these next 7 years, this 7-year cycle in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. I'm real excited about an experience I want to share with you that I had it was October 6th. I got it out of my journal because I knew it was a real significant one. It had to do with you, too. I was awakened, and I was up at 6:33 a.m., and I had this spiritual encounter that took me in a trance-like state. That's actually the same thing that happened to Peter in Acts 10:10, if you want to know. But it took me in this trance-like state for 33 minutes. So it was at 6:33 a.m. It lasted exactly 33 minutes, and an angel came in the room, laid hands on me in this experience, and put this like protective shield over me. Because again, I was suffering with grief. I was suffering from all kinds of stuff happening so a few weeks ago. But this incredible peace came over me, and it was like I was in this bubble. And then I knew, of course, because I heard the angel speak some words that were actually from Matthew 6:33 and 34, but seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So I noticed right away this peace in my life, that I started looking for peace. I just released a blog just a couple weeks ago on this, a prophetic word about watching for peace, how to get that. The peace is the best fleece is one thing I always say. But this is an important encounter for you because it's time to also renew your asking God list. There's been a quick turnaround in prayers. All these things, it says, will be added to you. God wants to add to you these extra things, but you got to reach out and ask him for it and see what happens. And wow, there's just been such a shifting going on. It's amazing. By the way, if you hear a lot of noises, I'm in my Venice Beach office, so that's okay. I love being out in public and the bus pulls up. You can hear all this stuff. Hey, this is what makes it real, what I do. And it makes me feel a lot more anointed and closer to God when I do things in public environments. So, hey, I got a word this morning about on October 29th. I realize that I pre-recorded this, but October 29th, the morning after the Republican presidential candidate debate, an angel of revelation woke me up at 4 a.m. That was this morning. And so this is really fresh for me. And I received a lot of revelation and insight and several experiences that lasted over 2 hours. Some of it was actually a bit shocking. God spoke to me that there's been a sudden shift in the favor over some leaders. Now, I knew that this wasn't just presidential candidate leaders, but they were included. But this is over many leaders. And there's been a shakeup with some who had been previously had major callings and words and things like that, but God is re-examining things. Now, I am not trying to instill fear or doubt or anything about your calling. I know that every time I talk about words like this, people say, oh, was it me because I'm not hearing God? Oh, no, no, no. If it was you, you wouldn't even be listening to me right now. You would be off somewhere else. You know, if you're just, you know, if you're doing your thing, sometimes God feels like God lifts. No, I'm talking more of a major thing that just happened. And so I've never really released anything publicly yet about the presidential candidates this year. Now, I have heard some people, even some of my friends, say that God spoke to them about certain candidates and certain leaders. And that's why this was a bit shocking to hear something like this. And here's what the Lord spoke to me. It says that after Yom Kippur, September 23rd, there's been many different leaders who had these assignments and callings that got changed. This is because, again, I spoke about it earlier, is that the books of heaven are opened at this time, and that some people had been, their lives had been re-examined, and it was basically that this assignments then might shift down to a different level, or some shift upwards. But it's important to understand how this can happen, and this explains some things. It did for me anyway. I already know about this, but it's the intentions of God over a person that actually happens. It's not so much the will of God, it's the intentions of God. Because God's intention for us can be big, and a prophet can even tell you something that is going to happen, but then maybe something will happen different. In fact, that's the case right now. And God spoke to me about this, and it's 1 Kings 11 through 13. I want to invite you to read that. When Solomon was still the king of Israel, a prophet came and he gave this amazing prophetic word for Jeroboam. And he was not in line to be king. In fact, it was supposed to be Solomon's son that was going to be king. And Solomon was losing out what his father David had been given, and his father David had brought unity to Israel and Judea. And so this prophet came and took this piece of cloth and tore it into 12 pieces representing the 12 tribes of Israel, and gave 10 of them to Jeroboam, handed him 10 of them, and he gave him this massive prophetic word that just really, I mean, I looked it up again, because I remember making notes when I studied prophecy in the Bible, and I had made notes and thought, wow, that's pretty radical. And that the United Kingdoms, the 12 tribes of Israel that had come together under David, now because of Solomon's behavior were being torn away. And two of them would stay because of God's promise to David, would stay under a descendant of Solomon. But 10 were going to be handed over. Now, Solomon's successor was Rehoboam. That was his son. But then that didn't work out, and he ended up, not getting it. He did become king, but it got removed from him. And then again, those 10 tribes of Israel ended up going to Jeroboam, just like it was spoken in the prophecy. Now, here's the thing. Here's when Jeroboam takes over in 1 Kings 11:37 and 38. He said, this is what the prophet says. However, as for you, I will take you and you will rule all that your hearts desire and be king over Israel. This was the prophecy prior to him taking charge. But this is what he said, is that the prophet hands him these 10 pieces and says that you can do all that your heart desires because God had trusted him. Verse 38, but if you do not do what I command and you do not walk and you walk in the obedience, if you do whatever I command you do and walk in the obedience of what is right in my eyes and obeying the decrees and the commands as my servant David did, listen, I will be with you and I will build you a dynasty as enduring as the one I built for David, and I will give you Israel to you. Now, wait a minute. This isn't even one of David's descendants, and he's being promised that he will get a dynasty similar to David's, which never ended, by the way. To this day, David's dynasty has never ended, and Jesus came through the line of David. And a lot has happened. But in this is exactly what happened in 1 Kings 12. Jeroboam becomes the king of Israel. But here's the thing. He starts to rule. So he had this massive prophetic word, and it comes about, and he starts to rule, right? But in 1 Kings 12, 26 through 28, it says that Jeroboam, he needed to make a decision, a major decision. And it said, he thinks to himself. He thought for himself, and he reached out to people to his friends and they gave him bad advice instead of consulting the Lord. So his destiny, that was a high destiny and a promise to God to have a dynasty that would never end, was actually one that was cut short. And if because of his decision making, you can read about it in 1 Kings 11 through 13 to understand how this could possibly happen. Listen, it still happens today. God speaks a prophetic word. Then he looks at our hearts, our motives. Sometimes he has to shift things because of our own actions. Let's say that you didn't know about that. Let's say that you were there when that prophet spoke that word. Then you start thinking that's the way it's going to be over this guy no matter what. And so you really got to check back in and see what's going on, because God can shift things, and it's happening right now. In fact, there's over leaders on the earth right now, even in the U.S., it's happening right now since Yom Kippur, September 23rd. The books of heaven have been opened, and our callings and our motives are being reevaluated or tested. And at any time, you could go back in and repent or whatever. If you've followed any of my prophetic words, I've been talking about that starting on September 23rd on Yom Kippur and going for the next 24 weeks through March 9th, we are walking through a time of a John 15 experience. That is that's the pruning that's going to need to take place over the next 24 weeks or so. God is pruning us of things that are not from him. So God spoke to me this morning that he found some of the presidential candidates who had prophetic words from prophets to be lacking in love and character. And even one of them had fallen into the spirit of pride. And God cannot bless a spirit of pride. In fact, pride blinds us. And so he has been speaking to these leaders, or this leader in particular, he's been speaking to this leader, but the leader has not responded in humility. And so how to pray? This isn't time to pray for leaders for character, love, those who are rising up to have the quality God is looking for right now, which is definitely love. God is looking for loving the outcast, loving those who have been abused. And God wants to promote women right now. He wants to promote the minorities. He wants to do different things. So we're going to see this character form in the one that's going to be on God's that God has chosen. So I want to just tell you my track record about this. I've had a few encounters prophetically over presidential candidates that people don't understand. I always deliver this difficult word, and so people don't understand it. But on October 3rd, 2012, I had a dream in which I was told who the next president of the U.S. would be. And it was between, at that time, Barack Obama, President Obama, and Senator Mitt Romney. And in this dream, I actually saw this in writing. And that was on my webcast, my Spirit Connection webcast back in November, right in October. And so what I did on the webcast, this is my waking life now, not my dream. But what I did on that webcast is I said, look, here it is, just in my dream. I didn't tell anyone but my wife, maybe one or two close intercession friends. I don't even remember. I think it was just my wife. But I wrote it on a piece of paper, the next president of the United States, and wrote it on a piece of paper, sealed it in an envelope, and said, I'm going to open this the day after the presidential election, November 7th. It was the time of my webcast, and I opened it in front of everybody, and it said President Obama was the next president. And I know that God had told me this, because when everyone was, a lot of people were discouraged and saying, we're going to hell in the handbasket, now we got to sleep in the bed you made. I stepped up with a word and said, you know, oh, come on, like God isn't in charge anymore, like he's not going to do anything. Here's the word of God right now over this. And I, you know, so just so you know, I've had some experience with this. Also, what's interesting, I was just reading that dream about, where I got the name. Another prophet was sitting with me when we got it in the dream. And there was a lot of other people in the business and the prophetic world in that. And we were in this restaurant bar, and they were drunk. The others were drunk. And I knew that they were drunk on their own political ideas. And I tried to release prophetic words. In fact, I've tried to raise up as much prayer as possible for President Obama. But people get drunk on political pride. And this is a time that humility will rule. And so I'm still political and everything like that, but you just can't. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. So on September 8th of this year, I had a dream when I saw the name of the next president. Because I asked the Lord, you know, I hadn't heard anything yet. Who's the next president? And I had a dream that night, and I was handed a piece of paper by an angel. And it was spelled out. Their name was actually, it turned into their initials. Wasn't even their name. A name wasn't even released yet, just initials. But the initials turned into the word conservative. And so there was no face. There was no person of this. It was just initials, not even a name released. And so this is God's intentions. Understand this. His intentions right now is to bring a president of the United States that has character, that has love, that's going to help us over the next few years to navigate through some waters that are going to be a bit tricky. So God's intentions has just radically changed just recently. And so God did not, you know, he does not promote or bless those who don't, who don't have these characters. So the character that he's looking for right now for this time and season. So this is definitely a time to pray for sure. So we want to get onto God's timetable, and we want to make sure that we're on God's timetable. And that's one of the words I got as well. It's time to get on in time with God. And I know that in the Jewish calendar, that everything is done by the full moons, you know, by the moons. There was, you know, and the Jewish celebrations are done by the moons. And I know that there's been a prophetic word about the four blood moon prophecy and things like that. And I believe that it was several people who released that prophetic word was hearing God, but they were interpreting it a little too heavy, that it was the second coming of Jesus, and not understanding that it's a revival that's going to come first before anything else, that he's not going to come back to the, you know, to a church in the condition we are right now. And so there's change in plans. There's things that are happening right now. And I just want to say this. I just keep hearing it over and over. God spoke to me this encounter this morning for 2 hours about love, about no judgment, that it's so important that if we judge people, we fall under the same judgment. That's why that in the church today, people are judging those with sexual sin. Wow, we have our own sexual sin with pornography and different things like that. Judgment has come back on you. If you judge something and you have anything in you, then you yourself will be judged. Jesus says that. And so that's not my message tonight. I'm just saying that that's what's holding us down right now. And I heard some people say that, you know, well, I'm not planning to be here. Jesus is going to return. I'm not planning to be here, quote unquote. And I heard the Lord say, because of that attitude, it shut us down. And it's people stopped doing the work of the Lord. They've stopped loving people. They've stopped reaching out. They started spending their inheritances thinking they're going to be out of here. This is what the Lord showed me. Listen, is that now for those said that I'm not going to be here long, God says you need to plan long because things have shifted. And so I heard the word Psalm 43:3-5. And to watch as God's light will guide us through this time that will appear dark. But if you stay close to God, He's a light. Jesus is the light. That's what He said. And so if you stay close to Him, you will not have anything to worry about over this next 7 years in the season that we're in right now. Psalm 43:3-5. Send me your light, your faithful care. Let them lead me and let them bring me to your holy mountain, the place where you dwell. And I saw people being guided through really dark, treacherous times, and they made it through okay, and everything was going to work out. All right. I released a prophetic word last month about from September 24th, September 23rd, Yom Kippur, in 24 days, 24 weeks, 24 months, and 24-year-olds. And so the 24 days was October 17th. And I had released, here's the word that I put on my blog, 24 days to advancement. God spoke to me that there would be promotions that will start for many people within 24 days of Yom Kippur. And that would be October 17th. Expect something to happen or a shift in your life after October 17th. So this happened to me anyway. I started seeing this shift happen. What happened to you? Did God do anything in your life? Maybe you don't sense it yet because it's starting to change. But my wife and I, we saw an immediate change because if it were a dream, what would it mean? Our cars actually had a change. We suddenly have two new cars, not brand new because we don't believe in buying brand new cars, but we have two new cars where within 30 days, within a 24-hour turnaround, in one case, we've been driving these old cars, but the cool thing about it is they're paid off. And so my wife's car suddenly, you know, we've had this Honda CR-V for, a number of years, gosh, all the way from our first church plant in 98. You know, 6 cross-country moves, 3 church plants, and the thing is still going. And now, you know, we got a really, really nice Honda CR-V 2012 to replace it just a couple months ago. And it's been a real blessing, and we were able to pay cash for it. It was something that was just a huge, huge blessing. So then my BMW was given to me. Some people from Colorado bought this BMW for me, a used one, 5 years ago. God had spoken to me about getting a car that would allow me to go into Hollywood. I interpret dreams and give prophetic words to people in the arts and media industry, the music and all kinds of the entertainment industry. And so this is exactly what happened. It's very expensive to do what I do here. And God, we've had faith and God has been there and I have not made it about money. You don't usually hear me doing big offerings and things like that. I trust God to just speak to people as I minister here in Hollywood. And sure enough, 5 years ago, we got this used BMW 2003, and we've been able to go in places and do. We have amazing stories of what's happened in the offices of producers and directors and in some of the studios and things like that, and to work on my reality show, The Tattoo Prophet, that's coming. So you know what? We need to, it was getting, my car, my BMW, was getting old, but it was still reliable. We knew that it was just, we were going to drive it one more year and pay cash for something else, save some money. But you know what? Just a few days before October 17th, everything shifted and the transmission went out, and it would cost more to fix it than it was worth. And so God spoke to me on October 17th. That's that significant day I've been speaking about. And the day after that, we went to test drive another BMW. And like we did before, we had an encounter with the salesperson and all kinds of stuff like that. So here's what happened. Here's where the signs. We test drove the cars. And there was one that really stood out. It wasn't everything that I wanted, but it was still extremely nice. My gosh, it was almost 5 years old. There's the five. And it had 17,000 miles on it. You believe that? I couldn't even believe it. And the number 17 and five kept coming. October 17th, the number five. 5 years ago, someone bought us a BMW. And so I know that there was something that was going to happen. But we had just walked in. It was the first place we had gone. And we left to go, go out and pray about it. We weren't even prepared. But then I felt peace. We were sitting in the parking lot. I felt so much peace. No real signs at all, really. I hadn't really gotten any other signs about it at all. But here's what happened. We went by the peace, went back in, and then the signs began to open. And so when we went back in to buy the car was sitting in space number five. And the saleswoman that we had talked to before, she said, this is the fifth car that, that we decided to buy it. This is the fifth car that I bought and sold this week. And they took us to window five to settle our transaction. Five's the number of grace. And I knew that God was going to give us an incredible amount of grace because we stepped into this, this time of faith to step out and buy this car that, we didn't want to take a loan. In fact, they wanted us to take a loan right there just to get it off the lot, and then work out the transferring the funds later on. We wanted to pay cash for it, and it was going to take about everything we had. But you know what? We didn't even want to take a loan. We didn't want to do that. So we just, by faith, we found a way to get through this. Then we have the divine encounter with the saleswoman, just like we did, similar, when we test drove the first one over 5 years before. And it turned out that she was a Christian, and she gave us this dream. But first of all, she had been demoted in her job, and she had been really pushed back. And then we interpreted a dream for her, Linda and I, and it showed that she was being promoted in the spirit, that God loved her. This was such a powerful time. I want to say this, that God's just doing something new right now, and things are going to start happening fast. So look for signs of peace. And I just released a prophetic blog just a few weeks ago about this. It's about the sign of peace. I don't normally do this, but I just want to put this out there as we're helping fulfill the Seven Mountain Mandate prophesied by Lance Wallnau, my very good friend, Johnny Enloe. And so I'm called personally to minister the arts and entertainment and the media mountains. And this is why we live, work, and minister in Hollywood or in the LA area. So, I'm not able to do what I do without the love and support and prayers of people like you. And so, I just want to invite people, because we stepped out on faith. I never have done this unless God spoke to me. We were willing to clean out our entire everything, we had gotten from our sale of our house to clean it out and pay cash for it. But God said to invite some people that he's going to speak to help us, because it would be a blessing that would come to you as well. Now, we have the car, and it's amazing. It's a 2011. It's not brand new or anything like that. But it's just allowing me to continue to go do what I go do for the next 5 years or more. So, if you feel God's just directing you to do that, you can hit the donate button or go to dougaddison.com/donate. But let me tell you, if you want to donate specifically to this to help us, just get the car, then I want you to, if you donate, or if you can send a check. Our address is on our website, just under contact us. Be sure to email billing@dougaddison.com, and let us know that this is for the LA project. So we just know, it may be used legally, used in any way that it needs to be used. But we want to put that towards what God's doing here in Los Angeles through the car, through my office, through what we do here, and as we reach out to the reality show. Anyway, I just want to pray over this whole prophetic word. God, we pray that you would activate this word, the whole word about stepping out in peace, about everything shifting right now. Take away fear, God, about the provision coming. Matthew 6:33, and grief relief angels coming as well. We activate this word, Father. Bless those who bless us. And Father, I pray for those who need a car themselves. I pray for miracles, financial miracles. And I pray for those who sow into what we have, that they would get back even, you know, 1,000 times more, as in Deuteronomy 1:11. That's for some people, by the way. Deuteronomy 1:11, he wants to bless you and read that, 10,000 times. So anyway, here's some things I have going on is online training. It's going to be coming up, this last one for, I've been doing these online courses that are, these are things that I would do at ministry schools. And I just did a ministry school last weekend and met much of the stuff that I've been doing in these 2-hour webinars. They are actually ministry school level. You don't have to go anywhere. I give you my notes. It's a 2-hour webinar. You don't have to be there live. You can take it anytime. And anyway, I have one more because we're going to take December off from training and so we can do some planning and be with family for next year. But the one in, it's coming, it's actually November 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And it is called Changing the Spiritual Atmosphere Over Your Relationships. That's $37. And so, here's what we thought. We were praying about this. We're going into the holidays, right? People are going to be dealing with stressful things and family. And this is going to help you to be able to get ready to change your relationships for the new year. How to control your relationships instead of letting them control you, really. I believe that this is going to release people. There's prophetic words about marriage, ministry, and businesses. Yes, I've got an update on the end time marriages word, and it's called Divine Alliances. How to strengthen your relationships, intimacy with God, tons more. It's not just like for married couples or anything like that. But it's probably the only time I've ever really taught on relationships. And I feel like I have a word from God. So because of the holidays, we're expecting to see, I'm expecting to see relationships restored and, you know, that you'd be able to share your love with your family and friends in a new way instead of it messing you up. So right now, hey, everybody, if you're watching me live, we have a special offer for the next next 1 hour. We have early bird registration for this. It's normally $37. It's $32. You'll save $5 if you register right now. And there's a link on the website as you do that. And you can ask our staff, but it's only for the next hour. Early bird, after that, we're going to open it up to everybody. And also, I'll have a little video available on what it is. Hey, coming out of November as well, my 2016 prophetic forecast. It's a book. It's the first book I've written in 2.5 years, and it's going to be launched the week of Thanksgiving. It's my full prophetic word for next year. It's the first time I've ever done this. God came on me. I was able to get this together and release it thanks to my team. Also, catch me in person November 13th and 14th in Stockton. It's going to be my last live event until New Year's Eve, which I'll be in Pleasanton at Blazing Fire for a New Year's Eve conference. But this one is going to be in Stockton, November 13th and 14th at the Illuminate Conference. And it's going to be just me speaking. It'll be a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, the next day, November 15th at Innovation Church, 10 a.m., go to my website, dougaddison.com/events, or just click on the events key. Be sure to stay connected with me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Doug T. Addison, Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, my daily prophetic words. Don't forget about those. You can actually sign up to have them delivered to your inbox. All right. Well, hey, I've got some questions, some Q&A right now, and I want to take a drink real quick so that I can do all these. These are from last month, the ones I didn't get to. So here's some questions, and you can put some in right now, and my staff will try to answer them, or we'll get to them later on in a future webcast. All right, or even in my blogs. So here's a question. How long did it take you to write your new ebook, How to Hear God's Voice Clearly for Yourself? And are you going to publish it into a soft cover book? Well, some people might not realize it. I just released a new ebook a new free ebook, and I don't have the link yet to give it to you, but watch for that. You know, we're going to be giving that away. The one, Night Dreams, Reveal Your Life Dreams, has been just a real huge. I mean, it's just blessed so many people, and well over 30,000 people have gotten a hold of that. And this one is brand new. So how long did it take me to write it? It's funny. I wrote it in one afternoon because I want to tell you, after I got released from, came home from Germany, got a lot of healing going on. I'm still dealing with some stuff, of course, but I was able to, and especially during the Yom Kippur time and Rosh Hashanah, I finished three books all at once, even a short one like this one, which is a free ebook we'll be offering. And then the next one is the prophetic forecast. And there's another one coming out after that. Actually, two more coming out. I've just released all this stuff. It will not be coming as a hard copy. It's a free ebook because we want to get this out. It's just a strategy God gave us to get the blessing out to a lot of people. And so anyway, be sure to watch for that or get it. Here's another question. I journal a lot, but I can't seem to jump into writing a book. To make that jump to write a book, what do you recommend I do? Well, I journal every day as well, and so writing a book is different. And so writing a book requires a different style. I go through this in my Write Your Book Now. It's an online course. It'll walk you right through it. How to do that. It's a two-hour webinar plus tons of tools. In fact, someone just emailed us today and said they published their first ebook. They did a free ebook, and they're putting it up on their website. And so this will get you going because you get an outline, you know, and then there's just a way to do it, to walk through that. There's a lot of things that you can do. For me, I journal every day, and then I tag certain things in my journal that are important. Then once a year, I go take about a weekend or something like that, 3 or 4 days. I get away from everybody. You know, I go either to a hotel or an Airbnb, whatever, and I pull together and write a book from that. That's been my strategy previously, and just pull it together and write a book from that. So I just want to bless you that that your book will come out. So here's another question. How do you get clarity on an issue? I feel that I could use clarity, but I don't know where to start. Well, the first thing to start is to be clear on what you want, you know, and ask God what it is. You're trying to get clarity. You're trying to get wisdom. So ask God, you know, Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock. That's what I want to use that strategy for you. So you're asking God. Then as you're asking God, seek out wisdom from other people. And, seeking also could be doing something, you know, maybe doing some research, reading a book on that subject. Then knock. Knock is is where you actually do something proactive. And that whatever that might be for you, but I just feel like you're an ASK people, Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock, and you're going to see something happen. Most people sit and wait for God to open a door. They don't realize they can activate the door by asking, seeking, and knocking. And we were trained before, lay it at the feet of Jesus, walk away. You know, and that works for some times, but this season right now is a proactive moving forward season. Even if you're just moving forward in prayer, it's way different. And so here's another question. If you get completely derailed or off track in your life, how do you get back on track with God? And how do you deal with hopelessness and the feeling that God abandoned you? Hey, listen, rewind my story, go back. I came out of the occult back in 1988, and I was on fire for God. Then about, right around 1990, everything got derailed. I was hopeless. I felt like God had abandoned me, and then it shifted. I just want to tell you, sometimes it's part of the process. And if you read the accounts, even of David, I use this example a lot because people aren't understanding this, or they would understand their season. David gets the anointing from Samuel, who was a prophet, he was the same one who anointed King Saul, and he anoints David to be king, but everything looks opposite. It was like he got off track, and finally he even went to join the enemy to fight against Israel. I mean, he was so distraught, and then he got his breakthrough. So I just want to encourage you to keep moving forward and don't give up. how to get back on track, go back to some principles, go back to something God might have spoken to you, begin to agree in prayer with people, just do a Google search on this. Doug Addison, contend for your breakthrough. You'll find a blog I did on some things that you can do to contend for your breakthrough. And just pray that God will give you that breakthrough. I know there's an amazing call on your life to many of you who are going through it, because why else would the enemy work on you unless you're a threat? In fact, you're an asset to the kingdom, and this is what's really happening right now. All right, here's another question. How do I handle my call, the calling when my spouse is not where I am spiritually? I want to be respectful to him, but at times I'm very impatient. Well, this is the time. The Apostle Paul says to be patient, you know, with your spouse if they're not in the right place. I don't remember where the verse is at the moment, sorry, but if they're not in the same place as you, is that is to stay with them, is what he says. And so, you know, how you do that is adjust your call down to that. Because, see, you're seeing your call as higher because God's called you to something higher, but you're not there yet. So God's using this as a preparation time. And you need to pace yourself at your current sphere of influence. And I know, I would just put it this way. I know it's not always easy when you want to go for more. But here's what you do. Be faithful with every door that God's opening right now. And don't try to jump ahead too much. But things will open up even more. I'll be talking about that in my webinar, by the way, on shifting the spiritual atmosphere over your relationships. And all right, so here's another one. Can visionaries make good life coaches? I'm a visionary. And you know what? Visionaries aren't good pastors normally. You know, as far as the day-to-day, coaches kind of walk people through more than, you know, over time. I actually, because what happens with visionaries is we get bored easy. And so I had to create a niche for myself as a life coach. I'm a prophetic life coach. After coaching for a very long time, I learned something, and that is that we have to be able to find that thing that you actually can do that no one else can do. And so for me, I can get a breakthrough for someone. So I actually made a niche for myself in a prophetic life coaching. I do 30-minute breakthrough sessions with people as opposed to your standard life coaching. So you may need to, find the niche. But yes, the answer is yes. But be careful not to go into those long-term coaching relationships if you're not ready or pastorally, oriented. That's what I'm just saying. All right, here's another question. Does God give unbelievers dreams and why? Yes, he gives everybody dreams. We all dream. And that's the whole point of dreaming, is that God in Job 33:14-17, God may speak in one way or another, yet man does not understand it. So he's not just Christians that he speaks to. He speaks to everybody. I found that people who aren't open to the Holy Spirit tend to have shorter dreams. And people who are plugged into the Holy Spirit have really long dreams. And they are really to reveal things about ourselves, all kinds of stuff like that. Speaking of dreams, I want to do a couple. Here's some dreams. This one, someone gave this dream. I keep having a reoccurring dream that I feel the exhilaration of flying, only to find myself into darkness or a mist or a cloud, and I can no longer see. Well, you know, it's showing you that this is the season that you're in, and you're going through a cloud or a mist. Here's the good news, is that clouds or mist don't last forever. There's always sunshine on the top. You ever fly a lot, the sun's still shining somewhere up over those clouds. Or if you're in the middle of the clouds, there's something that you'll need to do. Either go up at a higher altitude or just break through it. But it's showing you that you're in a season right now of unclarity. But you can get out of this time, and you'll actually learn a lot from this season. You know, it's not the mountaintop seasons that we learn everything. It's usually the cloudy times that we learn the most. All right, here's another dream. I was sitting at the head of a table at a dinner, and the king was standing in front of me. I was an attendant, and the person on my left called out to the king, and he was walking away, and the king told the person he would be back, and I was just watching and eating. And, you know, some people would misunderstand this to be that second coming. They're overinterpreting these things. That, of course, that was the king, that was God, and that you're a servant with the Lord. But you know what? Here's the thing, is that quite often Jesus said this. He says, hey, I'm going away, but I will be back. And he comes and goes. It's like the flow of the tides. You know, we have moves of God and revival, and then it pulls back, and we have it. You know, that's the way it works, and that's what's going on right now. God's going to, he's giving you things to eat, nourishment in the spirit. He's giving you some good things right now, and he will return in your life in a greater way, but he's taking care of you right now, which was a good thing. So that's a self-conditioned dream. Shows you're in a good place right now. All right, here's another dream. I was on Noah's Ark with some friends from church, and I was exploring the various rooms of the ark, and I went on top to see Noah and the giant storm. Well, interesting. Now, notice it was friends from church there, and Noah's Ark was there. So it's a dream about ministry. And this shows that, Noah actually, he had a job to save the animals or save humanity and everything, right? And it was during a storm. It's showing you that even in the storm that you're in right now, that God has you. He has you in the belly of the ark. He has you in a place. There's people around you. Reach out to those people, that they can help you. You're exploring various rooms of the ark. This is God showing you things, deeper things of himself and deeper things of the spiritual realm. You're in a time, even in the midst of the storm, you're in a safe place. There's another dream. Let's see. I want to just actually jump ahead. Let me jump ahead to this one here. I had a dream of Australia, and I was asking a pilot friend a question about flying and the best way to go from New South Wales to Adelaide. And then I woke up, and I was looking at a map of Australia, and I had just as I just saw the dream. So, I don't know where you live. I don't know if you know anything about it. So I had to ask questions to find out, what is your context? And when you interpret dreams, what's your relationship to these places? Do you know about them? But basically, I know that God is calling you to something. He's calling you to something new because it was New South Wales, right? And so that maybe if you don't have any connection, there's maybe a connection coming to Australia, or maybe a connection to pray or support someone who's doing something there. Here's another dream. I was talking to someone close to me while we were talking. A thick black substance like tar started flowing from their eyes and their mouths, and it ran down their face as it flowed out. So I'm assuming you're talking that happened with the other person, not you. And so this is saying that there's something that's blocking their vision and their ability to speak. It's a black substance. It's a demonic attack. So this is an intercession dream to help pray for them. Here's another one. I saw a man sitting, writing on a 20-foot whiteboard, and then he erased what he wrote. All right, not much else on this, but this is probably an angel or an angel of revelation. And God is giving you some revelation right now, because that's how we write dreams. We usually do it on a whiteboard. I do anyway. And so that there's something that's coming, and it's going to be erased means it's going to be concealed. Proverbs 25:2, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search that matter out. So this is one of those concealing times where things are going to be sealed away or concealed, and even though you don't know about it in your natural mind, listen, this is how God speaks, everybody. This is how he speaks. You might not remember it in your natural mind, but that doesn't matter, because God is not natural mind. God is spirit. And so he's spoken into your spirit. He sealed your instructions. This is Job 33:14-17. He wrote on the whiteboard. He sealed your instructions. Even though they've been erased from your mind, they're there, and you're going to live those out and watch for these things to happen. All right, here comes another dream. A lady came to me and told me that my ministry was about to start soon, but I had to keep my eyes on her. And when I saw, her taken up, and then the anointing would come. You didn't know the lady, but it sounds like Elijah. Keep your eyes on me, and if you see me as I'm being taken up, then the anointing will come on you. Well, this really means that God is going to give you the anointing or calling of someone else's. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to get something big. You still have to grow in these things. We don't often get an Elijah to Elisha type of thing. And there's a reason. Elijah gave his away. Elisha took it to his grave. You know, Elisha might have done more miracles than Elijah. But boy, when he died, he hadn't mentored anybody. In fact, he had an anger issue because of the lack of mentoring. So there's some things that God doesn't do for our own good. But this does mean that you're going to get something, some type of calling is going to come on you from someone else. Sip of water here, just a moment. Okay, here's another dream. I was at a church conference and someone stole my purse and notebook, and I found out that the church leadership had it and they didn't want to give it back to me. Well, you know what? This has to do with your ministry. And so the enemy has come and he's tried to take your identity in ministry. And then there's been people in church, now I'm not pointing out leaders or anything like this, who have not understood it as well. So this shows that you're in a time where God, well, first of all, the good thing is you've gotten your identity back. Spiritual identity theft exposed is the name of one of my small books. But the spiritual identity theft exposed, you've gotten your identity back. But God is now protecting you. He's keeping you safe during this time. And but you might have to venture out to another church or someplace that's going to help you. I didn't mean saying leave where you are, but someone's going to help you to be able to get into your calling. I didn't have to leave my church. I went to a Presbyterian church, and I had this radical encounter, and they weren't able to mentor me. So I started going to Vineyard conferences and things like that back in the 90s. I started augmenting my church experience. I loved my church that I was part of. I loved the community, and I loved everything. But there was some Holy Spirit stuff going on, but not the level that I needed. So I would go to other things. I would go to a Spirit-led Bible study and things like that on Wednesdays. You can do that. You don't have to uproot yourself completely. I'm just saying. All right, here's another dream. That there was two minivans in my garage. One was gray and white, and one, and I backed the gray one out of the garage. Well, one was gray and one was white, and the gray one was on the left, and so they backed the gray one out of the garage. You know, it's God's calling you to something new, and I'm not even sure. You know, the gray doesn't mean it's anything bad. It's just different than what you're doing right now. And so some things that have been held back are now starting to come again. All right. Well, here's the last dream I'm going to do. I got the 10 of them. I was out of insulin. I'm a diabetic in real life. And a doctor directed me to a store across the street. And it looked like a candy store. The insulin came in all kinds of flavors, bright colors, in lollipops and candy. And I noticed the mom of a friend of mine. She was in nurse's scrubs. And I shouted, "Mary," and ran over and gave her a big hug. Well, here we go. Now, this isn't the easiest dream to interpret for those who are dream interpreters. But God is going to give you something for healing. And it's something sweet. You know, it doesn't mean that your insulin is the candy, but it's something sweet to heal you, something from his word. Because the doctor represents the Lord. The nurse represents some type of healing. And so I would seek out some new things. Watch for the things. Maybe you need to go to different types of healing ministries that you've gone to in the past or something along those lines. I'm not sure. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. Okay. Hey, everybody, I just got a couple more things. Remember my website, DougAddison.com. Also, Twitter and Facebook. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter, Doug T. Addison. And Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, grab hold of my daily prophetic words. I release them every single day. That's why they're called the Daily Prophetic Words. My free ebook, Night Dreams, Reveal Your Life Dreams. Also, consider donating to our cause. And so sorry for all the noise, but you know, that just makes it real here. And there's a lot of stuff going on right now outside. I'm here on Venice Beach. We don't usually have trucks pulling up all the time and alarms and bells going off. We probably do. I just don't pay attention to them. But sign up for the Daily Prophetic Words, and also that free ebook, Night Dreams, reveal your life dreams. Don't forget for the next hour to get your, if you're on this live, to get the $5 off the Changing the Spiritual Atmosphere Around Your Relationships. All right, let's just pray. God, I thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for this word that's going to go around the world. And God, I thank you for new favor for people and new healing that's coming. And God, I ask that you would open it up over everybody. Help us to see where we are right now. Help people to see it. I pray for extreme breakthroughs. I felt like there's angels coming, like the extreme makeover is going to bring the extreme breakthrough over your life. And God, I pray too for those who need healing. I pray for those who need miracles and finances. And we just pray for those needs, God, that you would meet those needs in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you guys. See you on the internet.